AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Speaker Mike Johnson's negotiating with the White House as he prepares to advance wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel despite Republican division.
House Republican leader Steve Scalise told reporters Johnson had been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate's $95 billion foreign security package and include several Republican demands. Johnson has delayed for months advancing aid that would provide desperately needed ammunition and weaponry for Kyiv. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has threatened to try to oust Johnson as Speaker and warned that advancing funding for Ukraine would help build her case that GOP lawmakers should select a new Speaker. Norman Hall, Washington.
O.J. Simpson's died of cancer at the age of 76. He was a football and movie star, but Sagar Magani reports on the legal case that brought him infamy.
June 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were killed outside Hurt Los Angeles home, and the ex-football star became the suspect.
The Los Angeles Police Department right now is actively searching for Mr. Simpson.
He ran.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
In the back of his buddy Al Cowlings' white Ford Bronco, leading police on a slow 60-mile chase with people watching from overpasses and on nearly every TV network. Simpson surrendered, stood trial, and tried on a pair of bloody gloves.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The jury did.
Not guilty of the crime of murder.
A separate civil trial 2 years later found him liable for the deaths. I'm Sagar Magani.
Donald Trump's testing the gag order in his hush money criminal trial, posting insults about two likely witnesses, his former lawyer Michael Cohen and adult film actor Stormy Daniels. And Instagram's deploying a tool that'll automatically blur nudity in direct messages, part of an effort, it says, to fight sexual extortion. This is AP News. The Biden administration's approved construction of a deepwater oil export terminal off the Texas coast. It would be the largest of its kind in the U.S. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The Seaport Oil Terminal being developed off Freeport, Texas, will be able to load two supertankers at once with an export capacity of 2 million barrels of crude oil per day. The $1.8 billion project by Houston-based Enterprise Products Partners received a deepwater port license from the Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration this week. Environmentalists, still irked by the Willow Oil Project in Alaska, say this new project will contribute to planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to nearly 90 coal-fired power plants. The terminal is expected to begin operations by 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Big tech stocks led a rebound for Wall Street. The Nasdaq jumped 1.7% to a new record. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.